Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, December 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, a big congratulations to the float winners at the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce 2020 Magical Christmas Parade. Your youth winners, a tie, Southern Clovers 4-H and Zolfo Springs Elementary School. Your Faith Float New Hope Baptist Church, your non-commercial float Hardy Help Center, and your commercial float First National Bank of Wauchula. Congratulations! A public service announcement from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Always, always, always make sure you know the person you're talking with online or over the phone is really who they say they are. And remember, a law enforcement agency will never ask you for payment over the phone, especially with a gift card. Your local events, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m., located at the Streamsong Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County. Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or equivalent and excellent customer service skills are required. Truist Financial in Avon Park is looking for a teller level 2 or 3. 1 year of experience as a teller and or completion of core and intermediate curriculum training, as well as any corresponding teller coursework, as well as demonstrated ability to uncover referral opportunities and knowledge of advanced or complex branch transactions are required. And Integrated Regional Laboratories in Sebring is looking for a laboratory assistant. You must have a high school diploma or GED, a vocational or technical diploma, 1 year of experience in a clinical laboratory setting, and the ability to work during disasters. A phlebotomy certification is beneficial. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for December 7th, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 65, cloudy with a 28% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 1, low. Winds west-northwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts to 13 miles an hour. The humidity is 88% with the indoor humidity humid at 83%. Dew point is 63 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 94%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 2,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 7:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, cloudy with a chance of showers early this morning, then cloudy with a slight chance of showers late this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, highs around 70, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. Tonight, clear, cooler with lows in the lower 40s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows in the upper 30s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first white strawberry that smells a bit like pineapple goes on the market in the U.S. soon. According to thepacker.com, University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Services is releasing two new varieties this year. Neither has been named yet. Strawberry breeder Vance Whitaker says the white strawberries have been popular for some time in Japan, but this is the first white strawberry here. The strawberry is white inside and out when ripe and has a slight pink blush on the skin with red seeds. On Saturday, December 12th, senior 4-H'ers in Georgia will log in and connect with others on the virtual 4-H Fall Forum event, Georgia 4-H We Stick Together. The event, according to MorningAgClips.com, will be held from 4 to 9 p.m. and will feature games, a virtual dance, and time to meet other 4-H'ers. 4-H'ers will also have the opportunity to submit presentations, posters, and exhibits throughout the day. The House Democratic Caucus has approved Representative David Scott to serve as the chairman of the House Ag Committee. The Georgia Democrat will take over in January from Minnesota Representative Colin Peterson, who chaired the committee for the last 6 years but lost re-election last month. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Pennsylvania Republican, will serve as the ranking member of the Ag Committee after being selected by the Republican Steering Committee.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Sentinel is the newest blueberry variety release from the University of Florida, IFAS. Blueberry breeder Patricio Munoz says out of the many different cultivars examined, this one checked all of the boxes.
it was outstanding for several characteristics that we needed for our producers here. So the first one is early yield and consistent across the years and across locations in the central and north part of the state. And the second one is a high yield, of course, and good fruit quality characteristics. So it has a smaller scar, but it's firm enough, also size. So it has commercial size, commercial firmness. Color, it doesn't have any problems with color. So it doesn't have any defects that we have seen so far.
Not only does a cultivar meet the needs of growers and handlers, a panel of over 200 people at the University of Florida Sensory Testing Lab gave the berry high marks.
But the most important thing, again, is the yield, consistent yield and early yield that still we have certain kind of window for the Florida producers. So we still can take advantage of that. So this new cultivar that we just released in 2020 is to target that advantage that we still have.
The Sentinel Blueberry is one more example of the importance of public-private partnerships for advancing our food and agricultural industries.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks returned to record highs on Wall Street as traders took a discouraging jobs report as a sign that Congress may finally move on delivering more aid for the pandemic-stricken economy. In another bullish signal, small company stocks, which stood to benefit greatly from an improving economy, rose much more than the rest of the market. Investors are also banking on hopes that the upcoming distribution of coronavirus vaccines will start getting the global economy on the path back to normalcy sometime next year. The Dow gained 248 points today to close at 30,218. The NASDAQ up 87 to 12,464. The S&P 500 ahead 32 points to 3,699. New York oil up 41 cents to $46.05 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Chiefs notched their seventh straight win and improved to 11-1 for just the second time in franchise history, 22-16 over the Broncos. The win clinches a playoff spot for the sixth consecutive season. Giants hand the Seahawks their first home loss this year, 17-12. It was an ugly day in Miami, five ejections and a benches-clearing confrontation before the Dolphins get by the Bengals 19-7. Packers dropped the Eagles to their fourth loss in a row, 30-16. Aaron Rodgers with three touchdown passes for Green Bay. Meanwhile, Philly rookie quarterback Jalen Hurts took over for an ineffective Carson Wentz midway through the third quarter. Patriots rout the Chargers 45-0. Cam Newton ran for two touchdowns, his fourth multiple rushing TD game this season, and that breaks the NFL record for the most such games by a quarterback. This is SRN New Sports. Jets drop to 0-11 after the Raiders fight back to win 31-28. Browns continue to march toward their first playoff spot in 18 years, posting their fourth straight win, 41-35 over the Titans. Baker Mayfield, four touchdowns. Cardinals have lost four of their last five, dropping a 38-28 decision to the Rams. Jaguars take the Vikings to overtime, but wind up losing their 11th straight, 27-24. Colts beat the Texans 26-20. Lions over the Bears 34-30. That's the first win under interim coach Daryl Bevell. Saints beat the Falcons 21-16. They clinch a playoff berth because the Bears lost. In college football, the top seven teams remain the same. Alabama followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, Texas A&M, Florida, and Cincinnati. Number 24 Buffalo ranked for the first time in school history. And a Sunday night college game, Southern Cal beat Washington State 38-13. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth even has a chance to get its pants on. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.